Blog Talk Welcome. Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. This is Mary Blake, your host, and to tell you a little bit about Ada Marie, she was known as the Golden Oracle, a third-generation seer, and she was taught intuitive sight and herbal medicine from childhood by conscious mediums, her grandmother and great-grandmother. And she channels spirit wisdom in her work as healer, life coach, and spiritual counselor. So right now, we're sort of waiting for her to call in. I spoke with her about half an hour ago. I know she's alive and well. So until then, we have a couple of callers. Let me see if we can speak. Hello.
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 Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Yeah. What is your name?
My name is Eileen.
Eileen. Oh, great. Okay. Well, let me tell you a little bit about myself, since Ada Marie is not here and can't speak for herself. I'm a spiritual healer and counselor. I've worked with healing energy since I was 15. But since 1980, I have been taking people into other lifetimes and working in direct partnership with a spirit who takes the, we connect with another incarnation and we go backwards into that person's lifetime as soon as we figure out what caused the karma that is affecting us in this lifetime. And the spirit guides the other incarnation into ways to avoid the karma completely. And we literally rewrite history and erase karma. And that knocks down many of the barriers that we live with in our lifetimes, you know, the things that you over and over see. Why does this always happen? And I know better, and this is ridiculous, but you can't stop the feeling. It's like you're on a roller coaster and you can't get off. So that's kind of what I do. I just work with people as an empath and intuitive. And I have a book which is called Journals of a Healer, and it is available on Amazon. And if you would like to ask me questions, I will do, I'll give you what I get. I can't make something up, but I will give you what I've got. Eileen, am I connecting with you?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm listening because I have a shoulder issue that I've overworked my body because of what I do on this earth. For the
okay.
Good of
all right.
God. So
are you a therapist of some sort?
Well, you could say I am. I'm an artist, but I work with color in a way that's very spiritual. And I bring people into my paintings. Mm-hmm. But I do it because people tell me that's what they get out of it. They want to live in my paintings, and they want to be there, and they feel the life vibration of the nature because I paint the tropics. So they're breathing the plants. As the plants breathe to me, I put it back on paper and canvas.
I've got it. And you know something? I believe I can help you.
Great.
Okay. You are giving so much when you do it that you are draining your own energy. And I'm going to teach you how to connect with the universal energy so that you will be using the universal energy in the healing instead of draining your own energy. How's that sound?
Sounds really good, because I'm tightening up my muscles all the time, and I'm a very relaxed human being, and I'm in happiness all the time. So when this is happening, and I can concentrate for hours, you know?
Yes.
So I'm going, wait a second, this isn't supposed to be happening to me. And I know the right side of the body is you give more. You know, you're giving.
And you know, it's interesting, because when I didn't know what I was doing, I started giving, quote, massages when I was 15. And it was about 3 weeks after a bolt of lightning had shot down the living room wall 3 feet from me, and evidently it activated a part of my brain that works with healing. And so every time I gave a healing, I would people would say, "Oh, it takes so much out of you. You know, you must be exhausted, because it must have turned white or something, you know." And I'd say, "Oh, I'll be fine," and I would breathe, you know, breathe and breathe, and pretty soon I was back and I was fine again. But after I learned that I'm actually a spiritual healer, which took about 25 years, I'm a real good excuse maker. I figured out, I just gave good massages. I couldn't explain it any other way, because I hadn't had any training. So once I discovered that, and I actually was cured of, I had a spontaneous healing from lung cancer. The first time I ever met other healers, and we sat in a circle working on somebody with cancer, and I went out to dinner with a fellow healer, and at the end of the after the session, he gave me a hug, and I jumped backwards about 10 feet and said, "What was that?" Because it was like somebody opened a blast furnace, you know. And he started laughing, and he said, "It's that old energy." And I said, "Well, how do you do that? I mean, how do you make it happen?" He said, "No, it just happens when it wants to, and it doesn't happen when it doesn't want to." So anyhow, so when actually the next morning I woke up and I didn't cough for an hour and a half, no blood came out. I was healed. And on the way back from that conference, it was a weekend conference, I got a ride with a psychotherapist who did a total blitz psychoanalysis of me in the trip. And she kept saying, "But how did you do it? And you didn't have any help. You went through all this terrible stuff, and you didn't have any professional help." And I suddenly realized that God had given me this gift. And I had said, no. I want to be a singer. And I want to be a writer. I want to be this or that. And finally, I understood, and it was just like another lightning bolt, only this one was knowledge coming in that made total sense. But I realized
I've had this gift since I'm 13. I know.
Okay.
It.
Okay.
So you understand what
I'm talking about.
Yes, I know it, because when I'm in the presence of conscious awareness and the channeling is going through me, I go, "Wow, you're so beautiful." I'm not claiming it, but I'm here for it. And I love it. I love it. I love it. And my whole life has opened up for me to do this, you see. But when I'm doing a lot of commissions, which is what I'm doing now, is I sit there for 5 hours.
So once I got the awareness and the healing, it happened, boom, within 2 days, you know.
Okay.
And I committed the rest of my life Ada Marie is with us here now. Anyway,
okay.
I committed the rest of my life to being an instrument of divine purpose. So
yeah.
My telephone number is 212-724-4081. You call me, and I will teach you how to avoid the pain that you're going through. Okay.
Okay. 212-724.
4081. Ada Marie.
Yes. Hello.
Hello. You finally got on. What happened?
Well, I've been at the hospital, and I couldn't talk to you in the hospital.
Oh.
So I'm out. I'm out, and it's about 115 degrees. But I'm gonna sit out and.
Okay. Well, you tell me. You tell me if you you what?
I'm gonna stay. The show is on, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Huh? Boy, I tell you, I never been around so many people dying in a long time. But we got everybody that lived is okay.
Good.
So I'm
good.
Here.
Okay.
Where are we at?
Excellent.
On the show?
Well, take a deep breath and just
mm-hmm.
to soak up some of this healing and loving healing energy I'm sending you.
Okay.
And you let me know when you are ready to talk about what Spirit has given you.
Oh, okay. Well, what it gave me today was a. A shock, because everything was quiet, everything was fine. I was in town, I was getting everything ready, and I was coming home to do the show, and I ended up taking care of somebody and waiting for the ambulance and ended up getting all that stuff done. And then I didn't have the phone number with me, so I had to get all the way home to get the phone number. So here I am.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. So you're here with us, and
yeah.
do you have any messages from Spirit?
Well, that's what happened. I didn't get a message from Spirit. No, I was getting in my car, and somebody hollered at me, and I didn't see who it was. I turned around, and this lady had me by the arm, taking me across the parking lot. And I said, "What are you doing? I've got to go home. I've got work to do." "Oh, no," she said. "We've got to come and help us. We need help." So she had a hold of me. I couldn't get loose. And finally, I said, "Well, what's going on?" She said, "Well, this lady just fell out of her car. She kind of passed out." I said, "Call 911. They'll bring somebody right now." And you know,
okay.
I'm on my way home.
What's a healer to do?
Well, and then I did. I just took the phone out of her hand and called 911. I said, "Where are we at?" And she said, and then I handed her the phone. I said, "Tell that man where we're at." And she
mm-hmm.
did, and when she did that, I turned around and headed for home to get back to my car to get home. So I am here as like an hour late.
Okay.
So, but I'm
well,
okay, and everybody, I don't know, I think the lady had a heat stroke or something, you know?
Could be.
That's what happened, because she wasn't good. And I didn't wait around to find out, because I wanted to get home. I had something to say on the show today. Believe it or not, I had this wonderful message, and I want, if we got still got time, I want to give the message.
We do have time.
Okay. Now listen. Last night, when I was doing my meditations and sending my healings, I received this wonderful, wonderful message. And I know it, and you know it, and when I say it, you're going to say, "We don't ever think of it." And you're right, because we don't think of it. The message was very simple and very clear. I had finished all the healings, and all of a sudden I got very, like, still. You know how you can't think of a word to say?
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting in my chair, and I thought, whoa. And then I heard this wonderful, wonderful thing. And here it is. I wrote it the best I could. I can't read it very good, but I wrote it. This is a message I received. Every time you send a healing to anyone, whether you know them or not, if you've been called to give a helping hand and a healing, what you are doing is you are healing the entire universe, because every healing that everybody sends literally opens up and spreads out across the universe. And we are in tremendous need of people caring about each other. There is so much hate and anger and animosity that we must continue to send healing continuously, whether we're working at something or whether we're sitting down and just sending healing. Remember, healings can be sent with a thought. Healings are a thought. So hold the thought of the healing and send it. You could be taking a bath. You could still send a healing. All you need to do is know you're sending out divine, pure love and light. That's it.
Okay.
And that's what
okay.
The healing is, divine, pure love and light. And I was, and I'm going, oh my goodness. We use that so often. We call on divine, pure love and light. And
of
I never realized
do.
That it was a healing.
That's my way of saying goodbye. From a conversation.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was just working. I was just talking with someone named Eileen, who is a spiritual artist. She does healing through art. And
oh, how wonderful.
Yes, and she was getting a very sore shoulder. So I promised if she will call me, then I will teach her a way.
Her shoulder.
And I will teach her a way to tune in to the creative force and the healing energy of the universe, so that the work she does on in her artwork, she'll be using that energy as well as just her draining her own personal energy. So that's one of the important things that I know perfectly well, that you tune in to your spirit guides before you send out healing.
Absolutely.
Is that right?
Well, for
okay.
one thing,
so,
I and everybody else could not do it without that help.
Exactly.
We have to tune in to our spirit guides so that we have
mm-hmm.
a source of energy to send that healing.
Right.
There's
mm-hmm.
no other way that I know of.
Yep. Mhm. So,
it's
well,
divine.
there are people that are they are psychic healers, and they literally use their own energy, and they feel like it's coming from ego, and they do it in drawing upon their own energy. And it
right.
wears you out, let me tell
it
you.
Does.
Before I before I began studying and working, I would get just ashen and just have to sit down and collapse after healing. But when I went into training and learned to communicate with spirit, it was totally different.
Right. Because the spirit is there to assist and to take the energy only what it needed to be able to get the healing done.
Well,
so.
You see, I didn't have two grandmothers like you did to teach me all these things. Mm-hmm. I had to learn it the hard way.
Well,
and so
know,
do
I
other
taught,
people.
I huh? taught classes. I took for a lot many years in California. I taught classes in healing. Lots of people learned And they, the request was that once you have learned and successfully know how this is accomplished, it is your duty to go out and tell your friends and help your friends so that they too have the healing power, so that they can do it themselves. And I've always said that, you know, you can do it. Okay, teach another person. That makes you better at what you do.
Exactly. So, Ada Marie, could you give people your phone number so that they'll know where to, our listeners will know where to get in touch with you?
I think I can remember it. 520-896-9510. And I take calls between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. And if you call later than that, you have to leave a phone number and a name. If you don't leave a name, I will not answer the call.
Okay, very good. Are you ready to answer some questions now?
Yes, I am. I can do that.
Okay, good. Here we go. Hello?
Hi, ladies.
Yes.
This is Mandy. Thank you for having me.
Did you say Mandy?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you both for having me.
Oh, surely. You have a question for Ada Marie.
I sure do. My son's father, his name is Chad. I was wondering if you saw him moving, Ada? Saw him moving, if you saw a residential move for him, and if you saw the residential move, would he be doing so alone, or would we be joining him?
Her son's father's name is Chad, and she wants to know two things. Is he going to move, and if he moves, will she and her son be going with him?
Yes. That just came.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Could you elaborate on that at all, like a little bit? I just have a lot of anxiety about this. I don't know if you could feel, because where his living system
Yes.
taking
I got a yes. That's all I got.
Okay. And that implies, too, so he won't just be moving. He's definitely moving and would be joining him as well.
Okay.
Now, right. Do you want to do the second question? Will they go with him when he moves?
Yes.
Okay, good enough. And you got nothing more. I've got nothing but a yes. No, no, how things are going. No when, no nothing, just yes.
Just yes.
Did she say something, hon? I apologize. Were you saying something, Ada?
Yes, she said she can only give you what she receives, and that's all she got. So maybe next week she'll have more, okay? I need to go on to other...
thank you.
Someone else is waiting for a call.
Okay, thank
okay.
you both.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name is Catherine.
Catherine, yes?
Hi.
You have a question for Ada Marie?
Yes, please. I was wondering if this fall would be a good opportunity for me to do, I want to do two things, a small project and an event. And I was wondering if you see that transpiring and if I should do the small project with Albert or Valentina.
What?
Okay. She does small projects and events. And she has two people that she could possibly do these events with, and one is Valentina. And the other one is, I didn't get the other name.
Okay.
Albert?
What?
Albert?
Albert, yes. Okay, so do you see her doing events with either one of these people?
The project. The events I'm more so doing myself, but the project.
Oh, good project,
yes.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Well, it's kind of convoluted here, but I think that the man will be most helpful in the project.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay.
May I ask one more thing? I'm sorry.
Hello. Ada Marie, okay.
What?
She wants to ask another question.
Okay.
Thank you. Do you see me doing a bigger project next year with Kyle?
I'm not seeing that far ahead on the project. The person, I cannot, there's no energy coming from that person that I can tell you something.
The name is Kyle?
Yes.
Does it have a last name?
It starts with a K as well.
K?
Kyle K.
Now ask the question again.
Will I be doing a project with him next year?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
There's something in the middle there that's rocking and making things a little uneven or not quite right. I don't know what that is.
It's going to be off and on, and maybe it's going to do, and then it's not, and then it's going to do it, and then it's not. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's something like that.
Okay.
I was going to call him on Monday and see if I could straighten things out. Yeah, so that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you so
maybe
much.
It may be best to call and not even mention a project. Just call and compliment him about how much you like his work.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for that. You're most welcome, and good luck.
Thank you, and God bless you both. Many blessings. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I was having a hard time. That energy was not easy to pick up.
I hear you. Yes, I had the same thing because it seems like there was some sort of misunderstanding between the two of them.
And it was kind of convoluted, like something was being held back or something.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think she might work it out.
Yeah.
Let's see now. Let's see here. Make sure that we've got everyone. Let's see. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Did we answer your questions?
No, we have not.
Okay. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Susan.
Susan.
Hi.
Okay,
hi,
and you have a question?
Yes. I'm actually getting ready to have a procedure next week, and I wanted to make sure that my doctor was going to work with me. Do you see that working out for me?
Well, I'm not certain. It might be an on-off working companion.
She's going to have a medical procedure next week?
Yes, I am.
Uh-huh.
And she's asking if this doctor is going to do the procedure?
Yes.
If he's going to work with me on the procedure.
Okay, are you having a procedure or are you helping with it?
No, I'm.
She's
having
the procedure. What's the doctor's name?
His name is Dr. Daniels.
Okay.
And you want him to do the procedure?
Yes, I just he's been a little challenging, so I just want to make sure that he's going to work with me to make sure that it gets done the way I want it done.
Well, I don't know that the way you want it done, but he will work with you.
Okay, good.
There seems to be something different there. So that's good.
So do you see it working out the way that I would like?
It's going to turn out correctly, yes.
Okay, great. Awesome. Thank you.
Is this a surgery of choice, or is it
yes.
Not an emergency? Okay.
It's
all right.
Choice. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good enough. There may be a tiny bit of a compromise. Is that what you're getting, Anna Marie?
Well, there is a compromise, but it isn't going to cause any big problem.
Good.
You know?
Okay.
And yes,
it's
a compromise,
to my advantage, hopefully.
Well, yes, in the end result, yes.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah, just don't give the doctor such a hard time. Okay.
All
right.
Okay, that's good advice for me, I think.
All right. Well, you know, sometimes we want to control the whole thing. We think we know more than the doctor because it's our body. And
right.
So I think we need a little cooperation, just like Anna Marie said. Just go along with it. Be cooperative.
Right.
Okay.
Awesome. I will do that. Thank you. That's very encouraging.
Sure thing.
And good advice.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Let's see.
Now. Hello.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. Was wondering if Ada could check and see if she sees my spiritual practice taking off.
Okay. And what's your name? What is your name?
My name is Lucretia.
Lucretia.
Oh, that's a pretty name.
It certainly is. Okay. Do you see her spiritual practice is taking off?
Yes. She's very devoted. And she puts in a lot of time, correct?
Yeah.
You can correct me if I'm wrong.
No,
I do a lot of work. Right, and you should take a little more time away from the work to be able to put more energy back into yourself.
Replenish.
Pardon?
To replenish. When we're in channel, sometimes we lose words because spirit doesn't have words. So.
Right.
Okay. Right. Okay.
So it's not that the readings are bad. It's just I need to replenish.
You need to take time to replenish. There's nothing wrong with them. They're just that you're wearing yourself out, so to speak. So,
yeah.
You know.
It's funny.
It's so funny.
We're going full circle to back where we started about tuning in to the spiritual energy before you do the work.
Right.
Okay.
And it's just that you have to, there's only so much of it, and then you have to, you know, every time you use it up, you have to rebuild it. You have to go into the silence and stay there until you rebuild all that energy back again, so don't let it run so low. In my case, I don't do that. I make sure that I still have half of my power still unused for that particular time, this day as it is.
And I tune in to the creative force and the healing energy of the universe.
right. Well, we have to do that, because if we don't do
that,
we're not going to get anything to work with.
Yeah, so when it flows through me, when it flows through me, I actually get a healing as I give a healing. So it's quite wonderful. So.
Well, I thought I was tuning in pretty good today. It looks like
I'm sorry, I
was
choked
picking
on
up.
That.
Yeah.
I think
you're okay.
I'm okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. And that's what I thought. You're breathing and swallowing at the same time. That doesn't work. Okay. So very good. So Lucretia, how do you tune in to spirit before and the creative force before you do your readings?
Usually meditation.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot to breathe. That's what happened.
I know.
I was trying to hear.
Well, you were under such pressure, and then you went straight into channeling. So
yeah.
So. Okay. So of course you had to stop and get a glass of water.
Yeah.
So.
And
okay,
no one stopped.
So.
Oh, I'm okay now.
That's good. All right. Well, everything is good, and thank you so much, Lucretia. And we are going on to our next caller. Okay. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, may I know who we're talking with?
Yes. My name is Tamika.
Tamika. Okay, and you have a question for Ada Marie?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
We're ready.
I have a question about relationship. Recently, someone from my past, he was actually my high school boyfriend. He was my first in every way. He contacted me in June, and we hadn't seen each other since we were 17. So he's 40, I'm about to be 40 next month, and we were trying to see if it could work. He lives in Florida, I live in New York. I went to see him, everything was fine, but we would have these little arguments. So we had three arguments. This last third one made me block him in my phone because I just didn't like the energy I was getting. I just felt uncomfortable and nervous and scared about the way that he would just get angry and like to argue so much. So I keep thinking about him, and I'm just wondering if you see it, like, not being over or not. I know he is blocked right now. I don't know about us and, like, if I should unblock him, if we're not over yet. I could tell you his name and his birth date if you'd like.
It don't sound to me like there's a relationship there that's worth fooling with.
Hmm.
I mean, you might have been friends for a long time, but it isn't the kind that's going to build a solid relationship. He has an opinion of everything.
That's right. That's the same thing I got. He's really,
yeah.
He's almost dictatorial.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to tell you how to do everything. And I don't think you're going to put up with that. So it's better to stop it before it gets complicated, because then it'll be all messy. So
yeah.
you break off now, it'll be fine. So you tried it and it didn't work. Okay.
Right.
That's fine. Okay.
Right.
That makes sense to me.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Okay, now listen, you let this go, something better will come along.
Always does. And usually something like this happens just before the goodness shows up.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It never fails.
Yeah.
It'll show up and you'll just go, Oh my gosh.
Where's yeah, just saying now, you know, Tamika, think about instead of the door to the future, this is just the key to unlock the door. But
right.
there's another, your door will open and someone else will come through, okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know how he...
Yes.
I'm not
and
sure how he
would...
Don't
let yourself get caught in this situation. It's not good for you.
Yeah.
I know. I don't know what happened to him. We never we used to argue when we were in high school. But
oh, don't worry about it. You just saw the real him instead of the young kid that wanted to please everybody. So now
yeah.
you see the real person, and I don't know why you're fighting it, but you got two psychics here, two spiritual healers, who are telling you something. And either you listen or you will go your own way and say, oh, why didn't I listen?
No, you're
well,
right.
That's okay. She'll have the lesson.
No,
yeah.
It's not that. I'm not going to unblock him. I just didn't know why I keep, why do I keep thinking of him then if it's not right? Why did he come
oh,
back?
Oh, listen, it's the energy is coming towards you. And this is the first person that was pulled in by the energy, and it's not the right one. So it's just you'll just know that the energy is going, and pretty soon, the right person will come through. How do you read it, Ada Marie?
You said it.
Okay.
You said the whole thing just like you should.
Thank you. Okay. All right. You got it, Tamika? Because we got some
yeah.
another person with a question. And
all righty. It's just so sad to me. Yeah.
Well, listen. Just chalk it up to experience. You need experience. And it's fine. You'll just know you're on the right track. This just wasn't the right one. Okay, let's go to the next one. Hello. Who are we speaking
Hi.
With?
Karen.
Karen.
Right.
You have a question for Ada Marie?
I sure do. Work is interesting right now, to say the least.
okay.
There's a lot of changes going on. I don't know that how they will affect me or if they will affect me. A couple things would. And then there's a potential of somebody kind of that's been, I've known her for about 4 years. She's been working on something for 20 years. And she says she's about ready to be funded, you know, but she's been working on that for 20 years. So
you know,
I'm
not hearing
about...
this. You're going to have
okay,
to tell
hold,
me what
hold
she's
a
saying.
Second. She said that there is someone that is, she says she's about to be funded on a project she has been working on for 20 years. Could we have the lady's name?
Holly.
Holly. Okay. Is this someone that she should work with? Holly.
Well, the woman's interest might be to take the project away from her.
It's her project.
Yeah.
It's Holly's project.
Right.
And she's been working on it for 20 years. You think
that
this project
somebody can't take it away.
But this woman wants to know if she should work with Holly.
So it isn't Holly that you're talking about, it's this new woman coming in her life.
No. Holly is the person that has been working on a project for 20
right.
years, and she wants to know
I've
if
known
she
Holly
should
for
work
four.
With Holly. If she should
I've
work
known
for
her
Holly.
For 4 years.
Okay, she's known her for 4 years. So, but Holly has a project she says she's been working on for 20 years.
I see. And she is she happy to work with the woman?
She wants to
she
know if she wants to know if she should work with her or not.
Well, if she's asking that question, there must be something that's bothering her about.
The question is she going to get funded? She wants to work with me. I would like to work with her. I have a regular job. This thing, the project she's working on, is a total mission, you know, world affecting kind of thing. So it's big.
I see. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Now she wants to know if Holly is going to get funded.
Yes.
So would this be a moonlighting thing, or would it be additional income for you, or would it be a satisfaction of giving to the world? What is in it for you?
Oh, I would definitely, you know, I mean, if I have an opportunity to do something that has an impact like that, rather than just work a job, I would definitely do it.
But you need to be able to have an income to do it.
This is going to have an income. The funding will include a very generous income.
Okay. Then you can do it.
Yeah, she's just been working on funding for 20 years. So, but she thinks she's as close as she's ever been.
Okay.
So that's what I'm wondering is, she will get funded, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Is that, can you give me a time frame on that or some sort of?
She's going to talk to somebody or meet somebody at a meeting who is instrumental in getting her funded. Does that make sense?
That could be. You know, her and I don't talk that often because she has enough people haranguing her about when's this going to happen, and she spends too much time, you know, updating people on nothing, you know. So with her and I, she knows that I'm here, I'm waiting, you know, I'm just going on with my life until it happens. She's single-handedly,
yeah,
you know, handling this. So the question then is, I don't know if you can do timing or not, but, you know, she's worked on it for 20 years, so that's, If it's truly just around the corner, or if it's next year, or
if she stops talking and listens to somebody who has enough backing and understanding of her project, it'll fund immediately. But she's got to shut her mouth long enough to find out if this person is qualified to do the job.
That's exactly what I was getting. She's doing too much talking to people who can't help her at all. And she's wasting her time and wasting her energy and diluting the project. And this is why it's been 20 years and she hasn't gotten the funding.
She has to be quiet long enough so the people that will fund it will come forward and she has to listen to them. She's not listening to the right people. It's just what she's doing.
Okay.
I keep getting if she commits to this and you know, Ada Marie, you have something about writing things down. I think this Holly ought to listen to that and write things down exactly the way she wants it and put it out into the universe.
Well, if you don't do everybody who has become somebody and is famous today has gone through the process of writing things out and then following the instruction. And it's the way it works. So if she can't do that, she can't go forward.
Well, mm-hmm. she has done that. I can tell you that. I mean, the market that she is working with, and it's a very specific kind of thing,
yeah.
and I helped her with it for a while. I understand what she's doing. It's just a very, you know, opportunities come, and there are windows of opportunities that come, and then they close, and then new ones open up. And you do everything you can to present your case and then see where it goes. But it's kind of a treacherous market, too, because it involves such big money. You know, every sleazy thing from under rocks crawls out. I can tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Because they want
mm-hmm.
a piece of it, you know. So there's
yeah.
that, and there's just all kinds of complications. So, you know, she takes these windows of opportunity and her ability to utilize some of those and then does what she does. So it's really a matter of one of these, it's going to happen. And she's really, her ideas of what she's going to do are well-formed, well thought out, always continually, you know, written down, drawn, you know, that kind of thing. So she knows what she's doing. And, you know, I was just listening to something about Walt Disney, and he had massive failures before it finally happened for him, you know? I mean,
sure,
people
right.
probably thought he was a failure, and he wasn't. He just hadn't, you know, it hadn't clicked. But he hung in there long enough to see it happen, and that's how I see her, is she is just a very persistent person who has a vision and is not letting go of it just because, I mean, how many people wouldn't stop before 20 years went by, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But she continues to persist. And we're old enough, we're probably going to have to hand it over to younger people not too long down the road, you know?
Hmm.
But for now, her
mm-hmm.
and I are going to get it started, and then we will be looking for those people to continue the project. And we'll go play, you know? But
hmm.
I definitely would like to be a part of it.
Yeah.
You
it
get
will
anything
happen.
Else, it you will happen.
Get out of the way to let it happen.
Yeah.
There you go. That was what I was getting to. Okay.
Yeah.
She just got to get out of her own way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't make... if you want something to happen, let go of it and let it go. Let it happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, I will share with you my very favorite prayer mantra, and which is, I give thanks for the miracle that's happening right now.
Right.
Okay?
And
yeah,
really,
just teach her that and then let it go.
Right. And stop thinking about it. Just release it and let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because what people
okay,
do,
well,
is,
do
what
have,
if, what
okay.
if, what if, what if, until they wear
yeah.
the project out, and nobody can do anything
yeah.
with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we do
All
have
right.
someone else who's asking a question, so I want to be
All
sure
right.
we get everybody.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
yes,
sure. Mhm.
All right.
Hello.
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes. Who are we speaking with?
This is Catherine.
Catherine, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
my
you have
question
a question for Ada Marie?
Mm-hmm. I do. My question is regarding a new residence. I recently re-signed my fifth lease on the house I've been renting. But since then, the owner has decided that he would like to sell. And so the property management has been looking for another place that would work for my children and I. And I did take a look at another place about a week ago, maybe, give or take. And I really kind of liked it. And so now the property manager needs to speak with a new owner and see if she would be willing to accept my dog, who's a little bit bigger. Good dog, but 60 pounds. And so that has been a draw. It's been kind of hard. Are thinking, well, great if it's 30 pounds or less, but I have a golden doodle who is 60 anyways. So what I want to know is they said the house would be ready for entry September. And if you see us moving into this place that that we just took a look at the other day.
Yes, if you choose to do it and you go along with the steps possible, then you can move there. You will be happy.
Okay. What are the steps?
Whatever they give you. You'll know what they are.
Okay. Well, shoot, that was pretty cut and dry. Perfect.
Yeah. Sometimes it comes through just pop, just like that, doesn't it, Ada Marie?
There you go.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
There's
okay.
There's no dingy little things hanging around to give you trouble. They're just
right.
Cut dried. Everything is on the table. You know where you're at. You know why, when, how, and how much.
Yep.
And that
yeah.
is the best way for it to happen.
Okay.
Okay, that's really
well,
great. I'm glad we got your question in because we're coming. Ada Marie, would you give your telephone number one more time because we're coming to the end of the hour.
I know that. Yes, I am in Arizona, and my phone number is 520-896-9510. We'll do it again. We're in Arizona. 520-896-9510. And I take calls between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m.
Arizona time.
Arizona time, right.
Yeah. Okay.
Did I do that okay?
You did it perfectly.
Good.
Okay, I just want to make sure we have one more. I think we've already answered this lady's question, but hold it 1 second, make sure. Did we get
okay.
to your question?
Hi, yes.
Hello?
Tamika,
yes. Okay, good. We did talk with you, Tamika. I just wanted to make absolutely sure. Okay. Well, it's been a wonderful show, and we will definitely see you next week. And love and light is all I can say.
Right. And remember, every blessing you send out surrounds the world, and it touches everyone, whether they know it or not. So bless them and bless them and bless them. To happiness, perfect health, joy, and prosperity. That's the blessing. Okay?
Okay. Thank
and
you so much. And
God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye now.